Thank you for calling XPO Techline. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
I've called you guys 3 times, and right after I start talking, it disconnects and we can't hear anything. Can you still hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay. It's just weird. This is the first 2 times I called, it basically lost the connection. She was looking up a phone number, and then I realized it was dead or whatever because we've got an incorrect street address on something for tomorrow. I'm going to give you what apparently is going to be in your system, but is the wrong phone number. It's you need the phone number to look up a customer, right?
Give me one moment. Okay, what's the phone number that's on the order?
678-516-9125.
678-516-9125.
Right.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm still here. I'm just waiting for my system to load the order.
Okay.
Okay, still loading.
Is there any chance it's struggling because that number's not in the system? I can give you a different one.
No, it's just when we search by phone numbers, it just takes a while. Regardless of what number you give me, it's still going to load slow.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay, what's a different number? Because the order isn't coming up with that phone number.
Right. 678-360-0543.
Okay, give me one moment.
You can't look it up by last name because that's the one constant in this. There's a mother and a daughter. The mother bought a wedding present for a daughter. So the mother is the billing address and the daughter is the delivery address.
Okay, I'm waiting for it to load. I'm pulling up another browser and I'm just going to. You said it was supposed to be delivered on tomorrow.
Yeah, Saturday, May 1st. And the time window, okay, the recording said was noon to 4 p.m.
Okay, I'm waiting for the other system to load because that my other tab was loading slow. So when this one load up, I search by the first and the date for tomorrow, the scheduled date for tomorrow, and the zip code, and I'll see will it pull up that way. Give me one moment.
You must be able to see the name when that came up, right?
Yes, nothing came up with the other phone number.
All right, the name is M-E-L-L-I-S, Mullis.
Okay, give me 1 second. My system haven't loaded yet. Give me one moment. Okay, so give me 1 second. Okay, that phone number that you just gave me, it just loaded. Let me go back out to that. And can you verify the first, the last name, and the address on the order?
Well, it's either going to say Olivia Mullis or Rebecca Mullis, and that's the whole reason I'm calling, is there's all this crossover, but the last name is Mullis, M-U-L-L-I-S.
Okay, we have Olivia Mullis. We have Olivia Mullis. Mullis, what's the address?
Olivia's address is 3600 Esquire Lane, Northwest, Kennesaw, Georgia, 30144. But she said your phone call said they were giving it to Rivergate Drive, which is her mother's address.
Yes, and that's the address that's on the order. So you want to change the address?
Yeah. So you're telling me it says Olivia Mullis, but it says Rivergate Drive?
Yes, it has 226 Rivergate Drive in Sawana, Georgia, Suwanee, Georgia.
Yes. Olivia Mullis's address is 3600.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, 3600.
Right. Esquire, E S Q U I R E, Lane Northwest.
Okay, and what's that zip code?
And it's Kennesaw is the city, K-E-N-N-E-S-A-W, 30144.
Okay, give me one moment. Stop letting me update the address. Give me 1 second. Let me see if a supervisor is available. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about the hold. A supervisor just mentioned that we can't change the address because that's what the store sent over to us. But I'm going to give you the store number directly so that you can contact them once we get off the phone and have them to update your address.
I am the store. This we can't. That's crazy. We can't deliver to the wrong address. I am the store. I started all this with our expediter. She's gone for the day, so I'm not going to call myself on it if that's what you're saying. This is the store. And the customer called here because you guys called and left a message saying that you're coming tomorrow, but the street address matched her mother's address, which is the old billing address her mother bought it for, as I was saying, it's a wedding present. So when our expediter created this order for you guys to pick the ones up we had from the store, she accidentally typed in the mother's address as the delivery address, which was on the original order as the billing address only. And luckily, the customer, fortunately, your system, that's good that it notes the address. When the customer took the phone call today, your automated call, she heard her mother's address and not hers and called us. But actually, she called her mom, and her mom called us. So, I'm looking at the appliances right now. They're in the back of our store on the back wall, and your guys are set to come get them tomorrow. But it cannot be delivered to the Rivergate Drive location. That's the wrong location. Esquire that I gave you is the correct.
Yes, I understand that she's saying that my supervisor just mentioned that we cannot change the address. Your store will have to change the address on the order. We can't change it. So when I go in here to try to change it, the only thing is let me change is that it's just the address. It's not let me change
what I'm
the city.
I can't change it either that I know of. I guess I could go to customer service. I've never dealt with this part of the system. But, you mean, I understand technology and all that being, but if I – somebody's got to be able to physically change that for the guys, whether I can change the computer or not. Or are you telling me that if I change it in the computer here, it'll change on your all's printout for tomorrow and he'll go to the right spot, what your supervisor's saying? Because this is a first for me. I've never been involved with XPO coming to the store and pick something up. But see,
that's what she's saying, because every time a ticket is made for one of our techs to come get it, it update automatically in our system, and they get the new printout sheet before they start on their day of job. So I can send an email over. You can give me the address that it's supposed to go to, but I won't be able to update it in the system. I can send it over in an email. But when I send it over an email with the scheduled date due to be in the morning time, they're not going to reply back until in the morning. So then it's at 7 o'clock, you said, so only thing I would do is just I could do is just send an email over because I can't update it in my system. And that's not me sending an email over. It's not going to do any good when they're going to reply back at 6.
The one thing that can't happen is for them to come to the store and they get here before I don't come in until about 1 tomorrow, and this delivery is for noon 4. So I won't be here to sort of help make sure everything goes all right, but I can't believe it's hard to get the street address changed on it if we're calling it. So when the guys that are delivering it tomorrow, when will they get the printout of where they're supposed to take it?
They get the printout in the morning time once they leave from their job site after they clock in. So they start at 7 o'clock on their schedule, so they're probably going to be in work like around 6:30 when they get ready to start at 7 or 6 o'clock. So if you can find someone there to update the address and have someone to call us back in, because we're open 24 hours, if you can find someone at the store now to help you update it, then just have them to call us and see that the order change, the street address change in our system.
Right. What is the PO number you show for this one? That's how you guys track stuff too, right? Do you have a PO on
071.
Your 071.
EBE. C0.
20.
071. ES and Elephant. ES and Boy.
Echo Bravo Echo. EBE.
CS and Cat. 0.
20.
It's not a 2, it's a letter. It's CS and Cat.
Yeah. All right. There are three numbers start at 071, right?
Yes.
Right. Then there are three letters after that?
It's four letters. It's ES and Elephant, BS and Boy, ES and Elephant, CS and Cat, and the number 0.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's it. Have a good night. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling XPO Tech.